Good morning, this is Carol Ventura, Executive Director of Rhode Island Housing. This is the June 29th, 2023 meeting of the Rhode Island Housing Affordable Housing Trust Fund. This meeting is also being conducted via live teleconference for public access. The time is 11 o'clock. CJ Rotella, the Director of Information Technology for Rhode Island Housing, will provide information on this meeting.
Good morning, this is CJ Rotella. This meeting will be recorded and available for your review on Rhode Island Housing's website within 3 to 5 business days after this meeting. Except for specific Rhode Island Housing staff, all callers will be muted during the meeting. If during the meeting anyone is having technical difficulties with the audio or accessing the call, they should call 401-457-1240. Thank you.
Thank you, CJ. This is Carol Ventura. Shayla Simmons, Deputy General Counsel for Rhode Island Housing, will provide additional information on this meeting.
This is Shayla Simmons, Deputy General Counsel of Rhode Island Housing. Members of the public can visit the Rhode Island Housing website to view the agenda and information on the actions being taken. In the event that the teleconference is interrupted, we will stop the meeting until we can reconnect and audio is restored. Cal Ventura, trustee of the Affordable Housing Trust Fund and Executive Director of Rhode Island Housing, will preside at today's meeting. Trustees, staff, please remember to state your name each and every time prior to speaking. Now I'll turn the meeting to Carol Ventura to proceed with today's agenda.
Thank you, Shayla. I will now roll call of the trustees of the Affordable Housing Trust Fund and Board of Commissioners in attendance. Carol Ashkell.
Here.
And Carol Ventura. Let's move on to action item number one, approval of the minutes of the Affordable Housing Trust Fund meeting conducted on April 10th, 2023. May I have a motion to approve?
This is Carol. I make a motion.
This is Carol. I'll second. Any questions or discussion? Shayla, please conduct the vote.
Trustees, if you are in favor of approving the minutes of the Affordable Housing Trust Fund meeting held on April 10th, 2023, please say aye.
Aye.
For the record, the motion is approved by unanimous vote.
Thank you, Shayla. This is Carol Ventura. Action item number two on the agenda is firm approval of financing for Whitford Village Apartments in North Kingstown. Ann Berman, Director of Real Estate Development, will present this action.
Thank you, Carol. This is Ann Berman. This request for action is for firm approval of a second mortgage in an amount not to exceed $950,000 for Whitford Village. North Dartmouth Properties is the developer. Whitford is a 129-unit Section 8 development in North Kingstown, most recently refinanced in 2006. The proposed second mortgage loan will be used to buy out the Investor Limited Partner, which are affiliates of Apollo Capital, which is now owned by RBC Capital. The purchase price is $855,000 plus some accrued asset management fees, which is well below the recent valuation of $17 million. The initial compliance period expired December 2022, but the syndicator extended the exit for 12 months to allow North Dartmouth Properties to line up the financing. The Rhode Island Housing Board approved the transfer of the limited partnership in June. The proposed loan will amortize over 30 years, but be due and payable in 1 year, and the borrower has begun to work on their refinance and re-syndication. Happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Ann. May I have a motion to approve action item number two, approval of financing for Whitford Village Apartments in North Kingstown.
This is Carol. I make a motion.
This is Carol. I'll second that motion. I have a motion to approve and a second. Any further discussion or questions?
None.
Shayla, please conduct the vote.
This is Shayla Simmons. Trustees, if you are in favor of approval of financing for Whitford Village, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. For the record, the motion is approved by unanimous vote.
Thank you, Shayla. This is Carol Ventura. Action item number three on the agenda is approval of Homeowner Investment Fund. Ann Berman, Director of Real Estate Development, will present this action.
Thank you. This is Ann Berman. This request for action is for the approval to modify and administer the Homeownership Investment Program. The program was originally created in 2018 to provide financing to qualified developers to either purchase properties and rehabilitate or newly construct homes for first-time home buyers. To date, the program, there have been 15 awards, and the program has developed 48 assisted HIF units at a cost of about $2.95 million. The proposed guidelines include a couple of changes from the previous program, which we believe will help to improve the program and expedite its use. Most notably, the maximum purchase price will be reduced from 120% of AMI to 100%. We will begin to accept applications on a rolling basis, and we have moved from a scoring system to a threshold and review criteria with a strong emphasis on readiness to proceed within 4 months of award. Happy to answer any questions. We do anticipate issuing the RFP on July 10th.
Thank you, Ann. May I have a motion to approve action item number 3, approval of homeowner investment fund.
This is Kara. I make a motion.
This is Carol. I'll second it. I have a motion to approve and a second. Any further discussion or questions? Ann, do we have any projects that stalled or projects that we had to just recapture funds?
I got a list this morning. It looks like all but 3 projects are complete, 4 projects. 3 of them, there's basically 4 under construction, the rest are complete.
Okay.
Carol, Lauren, anything that's been stalled sort of unusually?
Not in this round. Everything that was approved last January 22 is either under construction or completed.
Right.
There were some challenges in the first few
right.
rounds.
Yeah.
Which is why we're putting the emphasis, rather than approval and closing within 6 months, it's now 4 months.
Yeah.
If you're not, if you don't have zoning, don't apply, that kind of stuff. So we're really trying to make this the last money in to get projects off the ground. And if folks need to come in and use pre-development money to sort of be in that position, we have the pre-development and the SAP money to make those things happen.
Good. Shayla, can you conduct a vote?
This is Shayla Simmons. Trustees, if you are in favor of approval of home ownership investment funds, say aye.
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 All those opposed say nay. For the record, the motion is approved by unanimous vote.
Thank you. We have no further business for the trustees, so may I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Kara. I'll second that motion. This is Carol Ventura. Shayla.
This is Shayla Simmons. Trustees, if you are in favor of adjourning, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay. For the record, the motion is approved by unanimous vote.
Thank you. This is Carol Ventura. The meeting of the Affordable Housing Trust Fund is now adjourned. Thank you for participating.